Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 72, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 72 uses the word salvation. The dictionary gives the definition for salvation as deliverance from the power and penalty of sin, the act of saving or protecting from harm, risk, loss, destruction, etc. A source, cause, or means of being saved or protected from harm, risk, etc. Holding grievances is an attack on God's plan for salvation. While we recognize that the ego's plan for salvation is the opposite of God's, we have not yet emphasized that it is an active attack on God's plan and a deliberate attempt to destroy it. In the attack, God is assigned the attributes which are actually associated with the ego, while the ego appears to take on the attributes of God. The ego's fundamental wish is to replace God. In fact, the ego is the physical embodiment of that wish, for it is that wish that seems to surround the mind with a body, keeping it separate and alone, and unable to reach other minds except through the body that was made to imprison it. The limit on communication cannot be the best means to expand communication. Yet the ego would have you believe that it is. Although the attempt to keep the limitation that a body would impose is obvious here, it is perhaps not so apparent why holding grievances is an attack on God's plan for salvation. But let us consider the kinds of things you are apt to hold grievances for. Are they not always associated with something a body does? A person says something you do not like. He does something that displeases you. He betrays his hostile thoughts and his behavior. You are not dealing here with what the person is. On the contrary, you are exclusively concerned with what he does in a body. You You are doing more than failing to help in freeing him from the body's limitations. You are actively trying to hold him to it by confusing it with him and judging them as one. Herein is God attacked. For if his son is only a body, so must he be as well. A creator wholly unlike his creation is inconceivable. We will try today to stop these senseless attacks on salvation. We will try to welcome it instead. Your upside-down perception has been ruinous to your peace of mind. You have seen yourself in a body, and the truth outside you locked away from your awareness by the body's limitations. Now we are going to try to see this differently. The light of truth is in us, where it was placed by God. It is the body that is outside us and is not our concern. To be without a body is to be in our natural state. To recognize the light of truth in us is to recognize ourselves as we are. To see our true self as separate from the body is to end the attack on God's plan for salvation and to accept it instead. And wherever God's plan is accepted, it is accomplished already. Our goal in the longer practice period today is to become aware that God's plan for salvation has already been accomplished in us. To achieve this goal, we must replace attack with acceptance. As long as we attack it, we cannot understand what God's plan for us is. We are therefore attacking what we do not recognize. Now we are going to try to lay judgment aside and ask what God's plan for us is. What is salvation, Father? I do not know. Tell me, that I may understand. Holding grievances is an attack on God's plan for salvation. As I contemplate this lesson, using the definition of salvation, I reword the lesson. Holding grievances is an attack on God's plan for saving or protecting me from harm, risk, loss, destruction. Holding grievances as a direct attack on that. And he says in this lesson that the body is the direct attack. It's the separating away from. This personality that's been given me to see through in this life has a tendency to separate away when I am believing in the dream and a conflict comes up. The personality wants to put up the hand and say, stop, and just back away, creating more separation, creating the judgment that the other being cannot be reasoned with and is wrong. That behavior isn't who I am. It's the personality that's been dealt in the cards for this go around on the game board. Believing in the personality, believing in the separation, believing in the body. Is the grievance, is the attack. God's plan for salvation doesn't include separation, doesn't include the body. So in order for me to find healing in the times when I want to put up the hand and walk away is to let go of my grievances, to let go of the belief in the personality, the thoughts that come into the mind, and to instead to remember the truth. The personality is not real. Their personality is not real. And to ask what is real in this situation right now. Having an open heart and an open mind, letting go of the grievance that the personality is shouting is the truth. And to have the willingness to ask instead, what is the truth? In this situation going on right now, what is the truth? Where does my safety lie? Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to not listen to the shouts of the personality about what this body or another body is doing. Help me to not put up the hand and walk away with my grievances Instead, help me to stay present in the moment with this other being, asking to know the truth of who I am and they are. Help me to want only the salvation of God. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the body, relaxing into a comfortable position, allowing relaxation to move throughout the body. And we take a few deep breaths, allowing ourselves to move our attention to the breath, allowing the mind to quiet. For the next few minutes, there's nothing to do, nowhere to go, and nothing to fix. The light of truth is in us, where it was placed by God. It is the body that is outside us and not our concern. To be without a body is to be in our natural state. To recognize the light of truth in us is to recognize ourselves as we are. To see our true self as separate from the body is to end the attack on God's plan for salvation and to accept it instead. To accept God's plan for salvation, we must accept that we are not the body. This practice is to experience we are not the body. Allow yourself right now to be aware of where your attention is. It may be on these words. It may be on some other thoughts. Be aware of where your attention is right now, telling the truth about it. And now move your attention to what sensations you feel in the body. Allow yourself to be aware of what the sensations are, but not add to them, not adding a story, not looking at the past or the future, just looking at the present moment right now. What sensation is there? Looking unattached as a scientist. And now look at what thoughts are coming into the mind. Notice you're aware of the thoughts, but you are not the thoughts. You're simply the one aware of the thoughts. Just as you are not the sensations that you are aware of in the body. You were the one aware of the body. You weren't the body. And you are not the thoughts. You're simply aware of the thoughts. And notice the mood or emotion. What mood or emotion is there? Again, just being aware that you're aware of it. Noticing that it's not you, you're the one aware of it. Not trying to change or fix. Simply being aware of it without any attachment, without any judgments. Allowing all that to be there, just as it is. Not defending it. Not trying to change it. Not trying to make it you. It's simply what you're aware of. You're not attached to it. It doesn't mean anything about you. Letting it all be there just as it is. It's over there, and you are here. It's over there. And you're here. So who is thinking? What is thinking? What's feeling? Experiencing? And what's aware of all that? I am. feeling I am. Feel the existence of the awareness that is aware of all that, not getting wrapped up in the all that, looking past it to the awareness that is aware of all that. Feel the existence of I am, the awareness of being aware. Hold on to this awareness of existence. Hold on to the I am. The existence, the awareness of awareness, the I am, is before the body, before the mind, the thoughts, the emotions. The I am is before. It's the one aware of the thoughts. Without the I am, nothing is. This is the light of truth Jesus speaks of. Remain seated as this light of truth, the I am. Remain here in the I am, before the mind, before the emotions, before the body, simply that which is awareness of existence, the beingness of what you are.